Petite, dark-haired Marilyn Hayes waved a sad goodbye to her neighbor of more than 2 years. Standing at the end of her driveway, watching Madge Prentice's heavily laden little silver car follow the moving truck out of sight, she took a deep breath, holding back the tears that threatened. The widow was getting on in years and had recently decided to rent out her charming little Key West cottage and move in with her daughter in California. She and Marilyn had shared stories over cups of tea and slices of key lime pie at least every couple of weeks or so, and Marilyn teared up at the thought of losing the sweet woman's company. When the last glimmer of the silver car was out of sight, she wiped her eyes and headed back into her own cozy cottage to make a bracing cup of Colombian coffee. The coffee maker was burbling merrily, and Marilyn sat, chin in hand, at her breakfast bar waiting for it to finish, lost in thought. Madge had been one of her few friends on the island. Since Marilyn had moved to Florida with her daughter Tiara in tow after an excruciatingly painful divorce, she had worked so hard to make ends meet, first selling pies from her very own kitchen, then expanding to a rented space, and finally buying a cute and comfortable shop of her own on one of the island's main streets, that she'd had precious little time to socialize. She'd been so busy as a single mom to her lovely daughter, who worked for her after graduating college, while waiting for her dream job to come along, and starting her own business, that she knew practically everyone on the island, but hadn't been able to form close friendships. Down in the dumps at the loss of her neighbor, she vowed on the spot to make more of an effort to be more involved with people, not just pies. Marilyn had just finished pouring her first cup of coffee when the front door burst open and her daughter lit up the morning with youthful energy and enthusiasm. "Hey, Mom," she called out on her way to the coffee pot. "I have some new marketing ideas that I want to go over with you when we get to the store this morning," Tiara began, her chatter coming to an abrupt halt when she saw her mother's red-rimmed eyes. "What happened?" she asked, setting down her cup, eyes going wide. After a series of strange misadventures that had occurred on the island in the past few months, her mother's tears raised an immediate sense of alarm. Marilyn swiped at her eyes, chuckling softly at Tiara's reaction. "Nothing, I'm fine," she assured her. "Madge left a few minutes ago to head to her daughter's in California." "Ah, gotcha." Tiara's relief was evident. She picked up her cup and went to the refrigerator to forage for breakfast. "Well, you do realize that all work and no play makes Marilyn a dull girl, right?" she teased. "Seriously, Mom, you really need to get out more. Meet people. Do stuff. You're young and single and need to mingle." The slim young girl took a key lime pie out of the fridge and cut herself a sumptuous slice. Marilyn smiled and shook her head. "Well, I don't know about all of that, but you're right. I do need to make friends and have a life outside of the shop. I just don't know how to go about it at my age," she shrugged. "Well, no worries. I'll do some research and hook you up. With some friends," Tiara quickly amended after being on the receiving end of a very pointed look from her mother. She plated her pie and sat down at the breakfast bar next to Marilyn, digging into the gooey sweetness with gusto. "Just make sure you run it by me before committing me to anything," she warned, sipping her coffee. "Of course," her daughter blinked innocently, popping a huge bit of pie in her mouth. "So, what's on the agenda for today?" she asked, swallowing the silky sweet perfection. "I'm going to be working on creating some new recipes to drum up more business. We have some party orders to prepare for delivery, and I'll need you to man the front. I figured that you could work on the computer by the register when you're not busy with customers." Marilyn ticked the to-do items off on her fingers. "We also need to hire an extra set of hands to free me up to do the business planning, accounting, and marketing," Tiara reminded her mother for roughly the 400th time. "Right, yeah, that too," Marilyn sighed. "I just hate the thought of it because it didn't work out so well last time." "Once burned, twice shy, I get it," her daughter nodded. "But that doesn't change the fact that we can't move forward with the business if I have to use the cash register and wipe down tables all day."